This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a block and touchdown pass. Aguilar from the rookie Mac Jones. His first NFL touchdown pass.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, that was Kevin Harlan, CBS Sports on the call. Mac Jones, I believe that was his first touchdown pass in the NFL. And he'll be adding to that Sunday, right, Goo?
You would think. I wonder how many people picked him up in fantasy. Not lots, huh?
Probably not.
Yeah. Did you have anybody playing last night? Green Bay, Washington.
Green Bay's going to win the Super Bowl.
No. Who said that?
No, everybody. You know, okay. Spadoni. And just talk to me when Micah Parsons, second half of the season, wears. No.
Evan, you get what's going on here, don't you, with him?
No, he wears down.
Well, Spadoni's trying to antagonize him.
Right. Yeah. He wears down, Evan, and disappears in playoff games. That's all I'm saying. It's week two. He's great. They're going to be better. Talk to me when the playoffs come.
Well, the issue is it's not just about Micah.
I know. You know, he's in a better situation.
Well, you know, but okay, everyone's jumping on the wagon. No, Spadoni can't have them. No, I told you guys before the season that was my pick. So Spadoni cannot hop on the wagon just because he wants you to feel bad about Micah.
You guys are so territorial, man. It's mine. Well, it's mine. It's mine.
Right, as opposed to you who stand for nothing.
Or fall for anything.
Exactly.
Please.
Yeah. At least Evan's steadfast.
Take that back. I didn't like that.
Bad. I don't care today.
I don't
think I care.
What's it's payday.
So what?
Where's Marcy?
She might... She's sick.
I was going to pull out the little thing, and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, Marcy, get better.
I think Nahegan gave her the heave-ho, too.
Since when do you listen to him?
Occasionally.
It's our show. Our name is on the marquee.
You know,
we go down together. He's told us that.
I can't see with the bathroom.
I think you're uncomfortable talking to her.
Actually,
yep.
Now you did that, and I'm going to tell you the truth. She was actually weirded out last week by you putting her on the spot about her relationship. So
that's a great comeback, but you're lying. But that is a great.
Hey, you believe what you want to believe.
We talk.
Tom
I go
Petty,
in there.
Refugee.
Yeah. We talk. That's my girl. I know what you're doing. It's not going to work.
Just
Evan, your voice.
You make her a little uncomfortable. It's okay. Nobody's ever said that about me.
She's
a grown up.
I got my imperfections, but I never make anybody uncomfortable. Well, a couple times.
Mia O'Brien works in Jacksonville at the ESPN affiliate. She covers the Jaguars, ESPN Radio. She also does the WBB podcast. This is what she said about Mac Jones. She got a look at him last year when he was with Jacksonville, and she thinks He's got a shot here.
Whatever it is. The reason I believe it'll work and the reason that I believe that Kyle Shanahan first did consider taking Mac Jones with that third overall pick is because he is every other quarterback that has had success in this Shanahan system. He will do exactly what you ask him to do. If anything, and again, I don't have this from the horse's mouth, but from comments that were made, I think that Doug Peterson felt more comfortable with Mac Jones later in the season because Mac Jones did exactly what he asked him to do. And Trevor Lawrence wanted to have more of a conversation of like, maybe we should do this, maybe we should do that. And Doug and Press Taylor were like, no, we want to do this.
All right, so Mac Jones is a rule follower.
Stop.
He's a rule follower. Tell him what to do, he'll do it.
That's the job description. I'm just saying, when you think about Jimmy Garoppolo, you think about the DNA or what it takes to run this offense. I think Mac Jones, from a physical standpoint, yeah, hey, you got the job. And Kyle saw something with him to bring him in here. And I know it's probably too soon for everybody's liking, even Kyle's, but here we are. So when I think about close my eyes, what Sunday's game is going to look like, Steiny, I'm like, he can handle it. And he's handled it, you know, he didn't fare well when you look at his win-loss record and going to New England and Jacksonville. But the bottom line is he's had some success in this league, and now he's with Big Brother, who can dial it up with the best of them. And if he gets time, he should be able to throw dimes and move the chains and score enough points for this team, not to just beat the Saints, but however many weeks he has to stay in there.
I mean, I think –
I really believe that.
Well, what I really believe is that the number one thing of importance for the 49ers to win the game in Kyle Shanahan's mind would be that Mac Jones essentially must do exactly what Kyle asks him to do and never try to do anything more. Like, that's the way I look at Kyle Shanahan and the way he'll coach a guy like Mac Jones, who has never started a game for him in the regular season before. I think he's going to have him on a short leash. I think it's going to be a safe game plan. I don't think he's going to be asking Mac Jones to take a lot of chances. And I think he hopes to get away with a win here as vanilla as possible if they can somehow pull it off.
But I get that. But Steiny, you can talk that talk until you go out there and Kyle's not going to be on the field. And let's just say there's a breakdown in protection or something goes wrong. I mean, he has the license, Mac Jones, to ad-lib.
Sure, and that's when the mistakes are going to happen, and that's when I'll bet you Kyle Shanahan will go nuts. I got to believe that Shanahan wants Mac Jones to, if he doesn't have to take a sack, get rid of the ball. If he has to take a sack, hold on to the ball.
Quarterback in 101.
If he sees somebody that he doesn't believe is completely open, don't throw it. The one thing, I mean, this is just my way of thinking, common sense, is the first thing a backup quarterback's got to do to win your game is not to make any big mistakes. Can't make any big mistakes. Yeah. And so that's one thing that Kyle Shanahan can go a long way toward controlling during the with the plays that he gives him to run.
Man, you just got me thinking about the trust factor when we watch football on any level, college and the pro, and let's just say it's 3rd and 13, and you got all the confidence in the world in your quarterback. You dial it up. You're trying to get that first down through the air. Sometimes we see a check down or even a run play and boos rang out because that just is another illustration of the coach doesn't have trust in the quarterback. But Steiny, 3rd and 13, I think Kyle is going to dial it up as if he had Brock Purdy, you know, until Mac Jones messes up.
Well, they better.
Because you can't hide your quarterback in the NFL, Steiny. You can't hide him. That we know.
No, but Kyle can camouflage him pretty well. And that's what his strength, a lot of people feel, is getting a guy to do what he wants, and the rest will take care of itself. This is more Mia O'Brien, ESPN Radio in Jacksonville, talking about Mac Jones.
There's a lot of stats that have people in Jacksonville panicked with regards to the Brian Thomas Jr. success his rookie year and the fact that 500 plus of his 1,000 plus receiving yards from a year ago came with Mac Jones as the quarterback, not Trevor Lawrence. He really didn't become the focal point of the offense until the midway point. And even then, in Trevor Lawrence's third to last game, technically, against the Green Bay or against the Philadelphia Eagles, because that was the game he got hurt. I think BTJ had like two targets total. So like, it wasn't just because Brian Thomas Jr. hit his stride when Trevor Lawrence had already been hurt and was out for the season. I think it was also because the offensive play calling perhaps didn't recognize that, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. could potentially be a top five wide receiver in the National Football League. And so Mac Jones was the beneficiary of that. But to his credit, he made the throws to Brian when he had to.
I'm looking at the score box, Donnie. If you had to guess what Brian Thomas Jr. did in a 2016 win over the Panthers for the Jaguars, what would you guess? How many receptions?
This is week one?
Yeah, last Sunday. As soon as I heard Mia say that, I was like, let me check. They won now, 2016.
5 for 70.
1 for 11. Okay. So he might be missing off Mac.
No, one I got you there. 888-957-9570 is the number. And Mac Jones is going to be starting under center for the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. And the 49ers look to go 2-0.
Yeah.
2-0 to start their season. This is where's the I'm looking for Moose. Oh, this is the one I wanted. Moose Johnston was on with the morning show yesterday, and he was asked about Mac Jones and what he's got and what he might benefit from under Shanny.
Mac comes, you know, as a 15th pick overall in his college draft. You know, sometimes a change of scenery is the most important thing. So to get out of New England, who was going through a really, really tough time at that point, it's tough to take over from the greatest of all time, right? So a lot of pressure there. It's going to be challenging for Mac to be able to create his own identity and his own style, you know, in New England. I think it was probably beneficial for him, you know, to get down to Jacksonville last year. That's another opportunity to get around different coaches' styles, to get more information, you know, to see how other people approach, you know, offensive football in the NFL. And now he's with a group that I think he kind of fits well into their skill set that they look for in the quarterback.
All right, that was Moose Johnston talking about Mac Jones and the similarities maybe between him and Brock Purdy, and it feels like there are similarities with respect to their throwing style and quarterbacking style, but maybe not quite as much as we talk about their mobility.
What would you say to this? I believe Mac Jones, not since his time in college with Saban, Stoney, this is the best coach that he'll be under since those days with Kyle Shanahan. Because it was bad in New England. And we talked about the Patricia and all, you know, everything that was going on there, musical chairs in Jacksonville. You know, that thing stinks. But now he's under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan. And, Stoney, there's so many ways to discuss a football game and talk about what's going to happen, what needs to happen, what will happen. But Damon Chang knocks it out the park to me. And this just illustrates my ultra confidence in Mac Jones this Sunday, Stoney. And it's the quarterback on the other side. The 49ers aren't losing to Spencer Rattler. That's just like if you just gave that to me about the preview of this game, that would suffice. Like, that defense was stellar, led by Robert Saleh. The Saints are almost the Aints. There's no way I think he has his day in the park with this Niner defense, unless somehow the Niners offense turns the ball over left and right.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Do you want to jump in here, Evan? Where the Belichick? I missed something there. Was Doug Peterson the coach of the Jacksonville last year?
He got fired.
But no. He was the coach last year.
No.
He wasn't.
No.
Okay. Guru
said he's
year.
The best coach Shanahan is since he worked with Saban.
And I meant offensive.
Yeah, because I was just saying he did play for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I got you. And I thought Mac Jones also might have played under Doug Peterson last year.
And Evan, on that point, and to you, Steiny, I don't know what you guys think. I kind of hated it when they broke up, but life without Brady proved to me that Belichick may not have been the offensive genius we thought he was. Is that unfair?
Well, he's not an offensive genius. He's a defensive genius.
But I thought he got credit for Brady, too, though, and it seems like life without Brady was rough.
But haven't we learned that no head coach without a good quarterback is a good head coach?
Well, Kyle is kind of proving that the other way. Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy on line one to be able to still get you to the...
Well, that's actually an interesting way to put it, because I think a lot of people would say Purdy's a pretty good quarterback. Like, he finally got his... You know what I mean? But that's like a... That's an interesting way to look at it.
Well, he was the last pick in the draft.
But I don't think of Purdy like that anymore.
Oh, right.
But I...
But how much is that because of Kyle?
I don't know. I mean, I think Brock... I mean, I think Brock Purdy could... What would you rank him in terms of quarterbacks in the league? 12? Let's just say, let's agree on a number.
If you put top 10, I'm okay.
Let's just say 12.
Yeah. With everything, winning. Right. Go ahead.
I believe Brock Purdy could start on the 18 other teams or 20 other teams in the NFL. So, in other words, right now, I don't, like, he might have helped Purdy along to this point. But I believe Brock Purdy could be the starting quarterback for 15 or 20 teams in the NFL right now, whether he played for Shanahan or not. But what do 49ers fans
think
about
that? You agree with that? I don't know, man.
Would he start for 20 other teams?
Like, how successful would they be?
Well, I just picked the number, and if he's 10, I would have said 22. If he's 12, I would have said 20. If he's 14, I would have said 18. My point is that wherever he ranks, I do believe he could be the starter on the guys who are placed below him.
I mean, I also think, like, if you dropped him into Green Bay instead of Jordan Love, they're still going to win games. Mm. And they're a better team than the Niners are, but I think with LaFleur, he would still be pretty good.
Yeah, I think Purdy has benefited from Kyle Shanahan and now could succeed independent of Kyle Shanahan. Do you? I think it's a great question.
No, it is. I don't want to rob Brock or any other quarterback, but the discussion Evan and I were having, and I like him, you know, because the hoodie's one of my all-time coaches of all time, but I got to be honest, and I know you guys didn't ask me, I just feel like he took a hit offensively, and I know that he's a defensive coach, but I was giving him credit for Brady, too, and then when Brady left, it kind of, you know, what if I said Belichick failed Mac Jones?
Well, they made the playoffs with a guy who's on his third team in his fifth year.
That happened.
Yeah, I'm now focused on whether or not how much is Kyle Shanahan right now
responsible?
Yeah, or how is Brock Purdy still I don't believe Brock Purdy is now all dependent on Kyle Shanahan to become a good quarterback in the NFL. That might have been the case a few years ago, but I think Brock Purdy could go to any team and be their starting quarterback.
How about this? I'm
like,
not mad at that.
Give me a list of the teams.
But when it was, and again, I'm not saying it was right, but when Brock Purdy was getting drafted on his own merit, he was the last pick in the draft. Now, we could say, obviously, that was wrong, but when he got with Kyle Shanahan, look what he's turned into.
Out of necessity. Absolute.
But we also got to give Kyle credit and Brock at the same point of him looking at Brock saying, this dude can be the maestro of my offense. He was proven correct.
Do you believe Kyle Shanahan's the only coach in the NFL that could have taken Brock Purdy as a seventh-round pick and had him become the starting quarterback
Andy
for a
Reed
team.
And McVay. I believe guys like that Kyle's in that group. And to piggyback off that, I do believe, guys, if Mac Jones was drafted and Kyle was his coach from the outset, his career would be totally different. I believe that.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's why I believe they're going to have success Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think Mac Jones is in Purdy's league. I just don't. And I'll admit, and somebody on the YouTube chat put it out there, and he or she's right when they're like, come on, people, how many start to finish games in the NFL have we really seen Mac Jones play? And he's right. I mean, what I'm getting at is Brock Purdy's better than Mac Jones. And I think Brock Purdy right now, whether he could have gotten to this point with or without Shanahan, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Right now.
Oh, he's better, Stoney. Come on.
No. But right now, he's not like he could. I think he could go to any team and succeed. It's not, he's not dependent on Kyle Shanahan for his success. I think he's
smart. Will you give me this? Coaching matters.
Again, I, of course it matters. What I'm saying is, I believe Brock Purdy would be the starting quarterback on 20 other, on every other NFL team where you believe he's a better quarterback. Like,
so are you saying any situation, if a team had a porous offensive line, he still would be able
especially
to?
Especially if they have a porous offensive line. But yeah, like, let me just do this real quick. Teams.
Well, and I'm, man.
You know, I mean, okay, he's not going to start in Buffalo. He'll start in Miami. He'll start in New England. He'll start in for the Jets. Cowboys, maybe a toss-up. He'd start for the Giants. Eagles, probably not. Commanders, probably not. Ravens probably not. Bengals probably not. He would for the Browns. I think he would for the Steelers.
So yeah, he's a top team.
Yeah, exactly. So, but what I'm saying is, I think he's that way without Kyle Shanahan as a coach. Like, I think he could just walk onto the Raiders right now. Well, Raiders are a little different because they have Geno Smith. Whatever. If he walked onto the Panthers right now, he'd be their starting quarterback. Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is right now, like, I like Kyle Shanahan. I think he's a great coach. He's been great for Brock Purdy's career, but I think Purdy can fly on his own if he were to need to now. He's not going to have to, but.
Yeah, and he earned his bag, and he's been in the Super Bowl and took the team to multiple NFC championship visits. And the first one was incredible because he did it on the fly when nobody even thought he was going to be a part or play a major part in the Niners' success, and now he's their next franchise quarterback.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
Here's how I look at it. These new kids that are getting drafted, they need to be spoon-fed football, NFL football. But hear me out. Now, there's some that just take the, you know, the sandwich out of the dad's hand and just starts eating and takes off. And there's some that needs to be spoon-fed. Purdy was a kid that was but you said it right. You said it right, Steiny, that Purdy is smart.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to feed him constantly. You feed him, he likes what he sees, whatever, and he goes and does it. There's some of these guys, like these, you know, like the kid from Indianapolis that just fell apart. That kid, he didn't like the peas,
oh,
so he just spit it out.
Yeah.
And that's why he's not playing. But Purdy is on his way. Purdy could play. Yeah, I'd go with 20 teams. Easy.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Go ahead, Noah.
They'd give him the blueprint, and he'd go out and do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
break up Jay-Z and the blueprint.
No, and I think that's a I think that's a big part of it. Like, and it, I don't mean it as a condescending, but he follows directions.
So they are going to miss him. I'm not saying you or anybody else.
Of course,
Purdy.
Yeah. I mean, Mac Jones probably isn't as good as Brock Purdy, and that's why I'm holding off on. They have a better backup for Brock Purdy this year than last year, Mac Jones. I don't know that. I mean, the name's better, but I don't know that. I don't know that Mac Jones is better than the backup last year.
Brandon Allen's dying. We saw that. The name is bigger. That would be disrespectful, though. I think guy led a team in his rookie year to the playoffs. Mac Jones.
That was 3 or 4 years ago.
But it happened. It's on the resume. Brandon Allen hadn't come close to that. And he started 52 games, and there's a lot of bad. But if you just want to step back, I don't think Mac Jones is a bum.
I don't think so either, but I also am not ready to say, having never seen him quarterback for the Niners, that he's an upgrade over somebody who quarterbacked 2 games. I don't know how he's going to be.
But don't you feel confident with what he's done without Kyle, to where Kyle gets him, and that's why Kyle brought him in, thinking, okay, you're sufficient enough.
I mean, on paper, yeah, but he also brought Trey Lance in and thought he could coach Trey Lance. And, again, I would assume that Mac Jones is going to be better than Brandon Allen, but who knows?
Well, he needs to be Sunday for them to win.
Brandon Allen could probably win that game on Sunday, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, this Sunday.
So sick of, people saying, well, the Saints are brand. The Saints are, okay.
Well, it's down to 3 in Vegas. Yeah. If you're into that, yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 12:15 today, we've got Mike Yam, he's a host at NFL Network and also at the CW, SiriusXM Radio. He's going to join us in about 1 hour, Mike Yam. The number, of course, is 888-957-9570 is the number. And are you worried about Mac Jones? And my question about the 49ers quarterback situation is simple. Would you feel as good about Mac Jones starting if you didn't have Kyle Shanahan as the head coach? How much is Shanahan responsible for your confidence level this weekend? 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.